Check WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Big weeks around here. I'm wearing my Royal Farms Chicken Palooza 21 shirt because I had just delicious chicken the other day. I got it up in Hunt Valley in the Schwann Road just south of McCormick there. It was outstanding. And a lot of my partners work with other partners. And we're going to be out this week doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery, as well as our friends at Goodwill Industries. And I'm going to be giving away these Betty Boop scratch-off tickets. We're going to be at two locations. We're going to be at G&A Coney Island Hot Dog in White Marsh now with Andy telling the hot dog story, the Highland Town story, the move to White Marsh story from Baltimore with love. We'll be there on Friday, the 22nd from 2 until 5. And then next Wednesday, special Wednesday edition of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be at Conrad's Crabs in Perry Hall up on Bel Air Road, just north. Come on up. Say hello. I will have some Betty Boop scratch-off tickets to give away. And we'll be talking all things Perry Hall, White Marsh, Baltimore County, living in the woods, baseball season, Preakness, all that going on. John Martin, not here this week, the director of the Maryland Lottery. He has sent a fantastic emissary of Goodwill. It's always great to have Seth Elkin on. I get emails. Seth is the guy that sends me the emails every week with all the winners. So I just assume like you're the front door guy that you get to meet all these $1 million Powerball winners and all this stuff, right?
Well, we are pretty busy with that on a regular basis, day in, day out. We're greeting winners, which is a lot of fun for us because you're meeting people on certainly what I have to imagine is one of the best days of their life. I've never won that much money before, so I don't know exactly how that feels, but it's a lot of fun to see what their reactions are. We had somebody who came in a couple weeks ago, and we do a little gathering of our communication staff. When we greet a winner, we gather in the winner circle room and somebody escorts them into the room. And we,
is it kind of like when it's your birthday at the chain restaurant where everybody comes in and
we give them a round of applause, except they're coming to us instead of the whole group coming to them. And we had one person who walked in and was so excited by it that she pulled out her phone and took a picture of us clapping for her, which in 7 years that I've been here is the first time anything like that's happened. So that's nice when you get that reaction. Some people are a little reluctant about it because they don't know what to think when they walk into a room and a room full of people are clapping for them. But it's always fun when you get that kind of nice reaction from
them. Well, little known fact, I mean, I have to come down to the old Montgomery Wards building, which is where your headquarters is. There's a Chick-fil-A right outside the front door. And every time I come in, Doug and Roz are like, I know you're Chick-fil-A sponsored. You didn't bring us chicken. And so one week I'm going to come in and just bring chicken and share the wealth. But so I say, I come down to get the lottery tickets from you guys and Roz is usually delivering them. At some point, her and her husband, Greg from Northeast, my longtime listener, they're going to come out and have a crab cake with me. But I come down there and you have this room off to the side and it's the winner's room. I took a funny picture last week of me with a gold hat. I haven't posted. I'll post that one this week for you as I get the crab cake tour back out on the road. But the idea that people come down and that this is your job. Your job is to meet people who win tons of money at, you know, there's somebody that's got a job like working somewhere that has to deal with complaints all day. You're literally right, but you're like the complete. There's nobody with a gig like yours. Like, not even bankers who give money out. People earn the money. They win the money here. There are very few jobs where you're like every day somebody comes in really happy, and we give them a check for $40,000 or $100,000, or in the case of last week, $1 million.
Right, we had a $1 million winner from Conowingo. There was a Mega Millions winner, and they were really excited to be here. They did full publicity, which of course is the winner's choice. The winners don't have to allow us to release their name. It's up to them. But these, there was a couple from Conowingo and they were really excited about it. And they said, well, you know, everybody knows that we won. So we're just going to put it out there. And they took a picture and they were really happy about it. So again, it's a fun thing to greet people in that circumstance, especially when they're that happy about it and they want to share the news.
Well, I would say whatever percentage is, and you can tell me that of people that choose public versus private, they're all happy when they get there. Even if they're private and just taking pictures of themselves or doing whatever, there is something about getting dressed up and going downtown and picking up $1 million that not a lot of us have experienced that, but everybody's played the lottery, right? Like, so I promote the lottery. We give this away. I see how excited people are when they win $2 or when they win $5, which we had happen over at Heavy Seas a couple weeks ago. People love to win. They love to play. And I think that that's part of the human side that makes this fun. But the other part is people really win. And you're the guy at the front door, like greeting them and saying, hey, what are you going to do with the money? You know? So I guess you've heard everything in that case, right? Like what people are going to do.
A little bit of everything. Yeah, you can imagine. Some people are pretty reluctant to talk about it. They don't want anybody to know. They want to keep it a secret, which is certainly understandable. And it's interesting that, you know, when I got here to the Maryland Lottery, which is 7 years ago, we were one of only six lotteries in the country that allowed winners to remain anonymous. And that number has increased. It's more than double that now. There's more states, you know, it's a data privacy thing, I think. I think it's a nice option that people have. But obviously, our job is to try to encourage people to tell their story as much as they are willing to. And we certainly embrace that. And we try to get the winners to embrace that. And that's what that winner's circle room is all about, with the props that you were talking about. We've got in there to get people to dress up. Maybe they disguise themselves a little bit so it's not obvious who they are. But we try to encourage them to embrace the moment and have fun with it. It's not every day that you're going to win a big prize like that. So enjoy that moment and have fun with it.
Hey, what's the smart? So if I win 10 grand, do I have to come down and visit you? 25? What's a number that I get to come down and meet you and put a purple bow on and act like a fool?
Yeah.
Although I get to do that. I haven't won anything, but I get to do that.
I won't put words in your mouth there.
But only I act like a fool, right?
If your prize is anything more than $25,000, the lottery office is the only place you're able to come to redeem the ticket. Up to $25,000.
The only bit, you know, like every person you meet's won a lot. I mean, 25's, we could say what you want about 25 grand, whether it fixes this, fixes that, buys your car, put it toward your house, whatever student debt, whatever your deal is, right?
Right.
You win 25 grand, you know, that's not many people have done that. Really,
you can tell for most people it's a really fun day for them. They're happy about it. They're happy to be here and redeem that ticket and know that it's all signed, sealed, and delivered at that point.
Seth Elkin is here. He sends me emails each and every. What's your official title? I have a title thing. I ask people that. What's your?
I'm Assistant Director of Communications.
You're communicating, yes. And I appreciate that for sure, for sure. You know, it's funny you'd say about anonymity. I'll give you a little fun sports story because I meander into these things. You're familiar with Orlando Brown, right? The right tackle played for us now, Kansas City. His father was a friend of mine before he tragically passed away here, and I knew his dad well. When his dad played on the team, this is in the old facility, 1996, 7, 8, back in the day. I remember being in the locker room and he had just gotten a new contract and it was like a lot of money. It was, you know, $1.8 million or, you know, it was a lot of money, but it was in the paper. And I remember him saying to me and Mike Preston, some other people, he's like, man, why you guys got to put how much money I make in the paper? Because I'll tell you what, last week, the kid that come mowed my lawn, it was $250. Now this week he wants $500 because he knows how much money I have. So I thought of that. I still 30 years later, the late great Orlando Brown, I thought, well, that would be the reason for anonymity. People start charging you more if they find out you got money.
I don't know. I've never, unfortunately, never been in that position to have that much money to spend. So I don't know what that would be like.
Or to choose anonymity at this point, which being right. Semi-famous, and that's all I am, I love being you a lot more. Seth Elkinier from the Assistant Communications Director, the Maryland Lottery, and gaming. Don't want to forget the gaming part of that. Sitting in for John Martin this week. I always love when you guys do sit in because you're this sort of blood and guts in all of this thing and being a part of this and representing the brand and all that. But I've talked to everybody about springing. All of my life, before the lottery sponsored me, when I'm going to events, when I'm going out to places, there's tents, there's scratch-off giveaways, there's entering things, there's street festivals that we've become known for here. That's a big part of the thing I would think really missing for the lottery the last couple of years is when events get canceled, fun gets canceled, being out on the streets, and this time of year, spring has sprung. This is a fun time of the year that for the lottery to get out and promote the things you guys are doing.
Yeah, boy, you hit the nail right on the head because events are a very big part of what we do. And we manage out of the communications division, we manage the lottery's presence at events all across the state. And in a typical year, when we're not in the middle of a pandemic, it's probably about 100 events a year. Almost every weekend during those warm weather months, we start in the spring and all clear through all the way through the end of the fall. Every weekend we're out doing something. And you're right, that got completely shut down for obviously in 2020, but even for a good part of last year, it was shut down. And we're finally now getting back into that. And to me, there's an interesting connection between us being out at events and that and anonymity factor that we were talking about. You know, because we don't always have names and faces of winners that we're able to publicize, it really is an important part of what we do to communicate with the public, to get out there and be seen and be heard, and for people to know that we're part of the fabric of the community. So we're at all kinds of events. We're at community fairs and festivals and charity events. We were at the Polar Bear Plunge a couple weeks ago that benefits the Special Olympics. We did the Red Shoe Shuffle recently that benefits Ronald McDonald House. So we were out and part of those events. We're at a number of other festivals that are coming up, and we're going to be doing coming up on the 29th, Friday night, the 29th of April. We're going to be at Camden Yards for the opening of a homestand. The Red Sox are in town to play the Orioles, and we're going to do a live remote drawing of the evening pick three and pick four numbers from the stadium, which is something that, again, before the pandemic, we got out a few times a year to different parts of the state to do a live remote and broadcast live from somewhere and let people see, you know, up close how that drawings process works. But we have not been able to do that. It's been more than 2 years now since our last live remote. So we're excited to be able to get out and do that and get out to the ballpark. We were at opening day, our home opener, and we'll be at out there on the 29th to do a live remote. So the events are,
you guys do the home run event every night, right? I mean, you guys are giving $500 away.
Right. And that's, yep. Contestant of the game is back. That's a second chance contest that's tied to the home run riches bases loaded.
I hope they start hitting more home runs. I hope they start getting singles, quite frankly. Yes.
You hope for just about anything when you're an Orioles fan. And I speak lightly with that because I'm a Pirates fan. So
we'll get into that. We'll discuss Burt Blyleven in 79. We'll get into all that. But Seth, from the summer part of this and winning and where it is, you send me this email every week, right? And I go through all the names. And this has been the really neat part of being involved with the lottery. By the way, the day that we signed up with you guys to do this, my wife's only question wasn't like about scratch-offs or breweries or crab cakes or any of that. Her first question, do you get to pick the balls one night? And I'm thinking, wow, I didn't really think about that. Like, I know people there. Maybe somebody gets sick or something like that, and I can be the – that's a six. That's a six right there. This is a three. A three, right? I've seen Kurt McEwen do it. So, and I've seen other guys do it. So I've seen Sarah Fleischer do it half my life. Right. It's on my bucket list. I'll dress up.
We'll see what we can hook up for you. I don't know.
We'll brought it up about doing it at the Oriole game, so I just had to bring that up. But you send me these emails every week, and we do the crab cake tour, and I'm doing 31 crab cakes in 31 days in August for my 31st anniversary, and I'm going all over the state. And it is amazing. Like, I see your machines now in places where I'm not sure 5 years ago I noticed there were machines where you, like, literally my wife plays the lottery now exclusively through machines in the front of Wise, in the front of Royal Farms, in the front of Conrad's, up in Abingdon. So we see them now in a lot of places that maybe they weren't. But then I see where the winners come from, and they're all a town I've been through. And some of them I didn't know where Denton, Maryland was this time last year. I've now had a crab cake and a cheeseburger in Denton, Maryland, in downtown on the square. And you got $50,000 prizes there and Power Fives that all over the state, people are playing this game and winning. And I see these names and it excites me because it opens up new doors to go to places like Cumberland, where I didn't spend enough time last year.
Yeah, I think that's part of the fun of doing that list that we put together every week. It's a listing of all tickets that are worth $10,000 or more that were either sold or redeemed in the prior week. And usually, it's going to vary, obviously, from week to week how many of those there are. But usually it's 25 to 35 prizes in that range and from all over the place. And when you read a few of those over a period of time, you start to gain a sense of just how spread out those prizes are. Some people think, well, there's only winners here, there's only winners
there. I've been to Hurlock. I had a really good crab cake at Hurlock. Suicide Bridge, excellent. Lexington Park, $100,000 extreme cash prize winner there. I missed out on a really good Indian meal in Lexington Park. I got a crab cake. It was okay. But I was told there's a great Indian place there that I'm going, and I'm going back. So in August, I'm doing breweries. Did I tell you about this, Seth?
No.
I'm going to do 31 breweries too. You know why?
Because
I get thirsty in August. That's why, you know? So all these towns that that I go through in Maryland, the lottery is as ubiquitous. We can't agree on Commanders and Ravens or Orioles and Nationals or Terps and Towson or whatever, but the lottery is everywhere in this state. It really is.
Yeah, and you get a sense of that when you look through this. Sometimes I have to do exactly what you have to do. I have to look on a map to see where some of the towns are, which is a little embarrassing for me to admit, but I just to make sure I know where they are and know where our winners are, it's something I'll do if I don't recognize the name of the town or I haven't been there before. So it's an interesting thing to look at week in and week out and see that there are winners all over the state.
You got me Googling Mitchellville now because I should know where Mitchellville is.
Prince George's County. That one I know. I used to work in Prince George's County.
Oh, but I want to see what's in Mitchellville because I probably have had a beer there or done something crazy if I've done Mitchellville, Maryland. Mitchellville, Maryland. Now, so PG County. Oh, I've been there. It's my God, it's almost where the Capitol Center was, for crying out loud.
I called
it Lanham or Landover. There's not a sign on 495, like, you know, there's no Nottingham sign, even though I lived in Nottingham, and I'm going to argue with the Perry Hall and the White Marsh people about where the delineator is and all that zip code stuff. Seth Elkin figures it all out with our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'm going to be figuring it out with some Betty Boop scratch-off tickets. You know, I never did get the monopolies, even though I had to answer all the community chest and the utilities questions from John Martin a couple of weeks ago. Last thing for you, you're a sports guy, you're a Pittsburgh guy. I'll ask you about Mitch Trubisky at this point, but it really is amazing right now that you and I could elbow up. I could pick you up down at the old Montgomery Ward's building. We go down to one of the casinos live, wherever, Horseshoe, wherever. We can meet at Horseshoe. And we could go in there and not just argue about the Steelers and the Ravens, but like you could like take the Steelers at 35-1 or whatever they are right now to win the Super Bowl. And I could take the Ravens at 16 or 18. I don't know the odds. I'm not that – I've never been a sports wagerer, but it really has created a whole different thing when you could bet on or against the Pirates tonight, like we're in Vegas and drive down and have a night.
Yeah, it's exciting. That's become a very big piece of what's going on at our agency, obviously, getting the sports wagering program stood up and ready to go. And there's a whole lot of work that's taking place, particularly on the gaming side of the house here. Where we regulate the casinos and regulate sports wagering. A lot of work on the licensing front is being done.
I was at Greenmount Station last week, and they're trying to get there. And
they're working on they're one of four locations that are off-track betting sites. Three off-track betting sites and then Bingo World in Anne Arundel County that are working on getting their sports wagering facilities up and running and ready to go. And we anticipate that all four of those before too much longer, within the next couple of months, we'll be up and running. That'll give us 9 locations in addition to the 5 casinos that are open. So
I talked to Chris last week about the bar being high, and I talked to John about this. And the line I always use, my dad's line, on the up and up. You know what I mean? We're talking about gambling on sports here. We want it to be on the up and up. No hokey pokey. Lots of laws, lots of barriers. I don't have any problem with that. I don't think Chris does either. I mean, once this thing gets open, this is new frontier for everyone. And you guys, and I talk to John every week, have been in the fortunate or unfortunate position that you're managing this, and it's important. And I think that's one of the front-facing parts that I love about having John and all of you on is that this is on the up and up, and the state's trying to do it the right way, and it's not easy, and it's not fast.
It's exactly right. It's not easy and it's not fast because it has to be regulated. According to the law, it has to be regulated. Sports wagering has to be regulated to the same extent that we regulate casino gaming. And though these are big businesses, there's a lot of money that's passing through them. And for that reason, there's a very high bar, as you said, a lot of regulation and a lot of understanding on the parts of the people who are running these businesses of the things that they are required to do in order to be qualified for a license. So it is a higher bar than probably some of the smaller businesses are used to. The casinos are used to it because they've been through this licensing process before. It's almost exactly the same process that they went through in order to be able to operate their slot machines and table games. So they're familiar.
And getting audited every year in Las Vegas for 50 years to say we're doing this the right way, right? Like getting opens one thing, then the second year going back and say, did we do it the right way? Because if you've never done it before, you've never done it before.
Yep. It's an ongoing process, and it's well watched and well monitored and well regulated on our part. So that there is a lot of process to getting it up and running. That's true.
I see the games. You have peppermint payout, you know, like money explosion, fat wallet, cash to go. If anybody plays the Maryland lottery, you know how much fun it can be. Please play responsibly. We always say that because we don't want people being crazy. The Betty Boop tickets, you don't have to be crazy. All you have to do is come out. Well, you have to be kind of crazy. You have to come out with me. Do the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery and our friends at Goodwill. We're going to be this week at G&A Coney Island Hot Dog in White Marsh, not having hot dogs, but having crab cakes. I have pancakes with it, too, if I want. I had Andy's pancakes a couple weeks ago. We'll be up at Philadelphia Road. That's the 22nd, 2 to 5. And then we're doing a special Wednesday on the 27th at Conrad's Crabs up in Perry Hall. We have done the Abingdon location back around Thanksgiving, one of our great sponsors. Looking for, I might have some real crabs at Conrad's Crabs there to go with my crab cake. They've been an award-winning crab house for 9 years now with Baltimore Magazine. So we're very appreciative to have them aboard, as well as Seth doing some pinch hitting here. Hey, it's great to visit with you, man. Look, I'm not going to kick you in the shins on the way out the door, but I am. Mitch Trubisky, you going to win a Super Bowl with him, pal?
I'm not allowed to place wagers, but I would, if I were, I would not wager on the Steelers winning the Super Bowl.
Fair enough. Enough said. You don't want to talk any more about it till football season, or no?
He's probably a stopgap, but you know, I think the easy thing for a lot of Steelers fans to assume is that because it took 20 years in between Terry Bradshaw and Ben Roethlisberger for us to find another quarterback, that therefore it's going to take another 20 years for us to find another viable quarterback. I don't know that it's going to take that long. I think there's.
Do you want to go through them all? Touchdown, Tommy Maddox, Neil O'Donnell. You want to go backwards? What do you want to do?
I'd rather
go
not.
Go back to Terry Hanratty if you want. Mike Tomczak. What do you want?
Can we stop at Bubby Brister? I can stop at Bubby Brister. That's all the.
Cordell Stewart. Oh, Bubby. I love Bubby. I saw Bubby play. I saw him all play.
So did I. And
I have Charlie Batch on the show, even though he kicked our ass.
Charlie Batch was a good backup quarterback for us because, you know, he's a guy who started. He's a Pittsburgh guy, too.
He's a real Pittsburgh guy.
He was a Pittsburgh guy. So, everybody had a soft spot for him because he's a local guy. But he was a guy who was good enough to be a starting quarterback somewhere. And that's the same thing for Trubisky. Was a starter. He couldn't hold the job in Chicago, but he was a starter. So who knows? I mean, I don't know what we're going to get or where we're going to be. I think maybe we've rebuilt the offensive line in free agency, and maybe we pick up another running back so that Najee Harris doesn't get beaten up too badly, and maybe we return to that Steelers offense of old where it's all ground game, ground and pound.
Last year. It didn't work out so good. So, you know, we're piecing it all together. Hey, man, this is the fun part, right? We got the draft next week. We're going to get schedules out. We're going to find out when the Pittsburgh games are, find out when all the games. We should all be worried about Cincinnati right now. That's sort of the weird offseason after having done this for 27 years. The fact that I have to continue to say the – defending AFC champion Cincinnati Bengals.
I said this the last time I was on with you. They will always be the Bungles to me. I can't see them any other way, unfortunately.
Well, they came a minute and 6 seconds away from winning the Super Bowl, so that would that would be bungling.
That's still a long time. Minute and 6 seconds is a long time. It might as well be decades in Cincinnati.
I don't hate Joe Burrow yet, but I'm going to learn to. Right. Seth Elkin is here. Steeler fan, Pirate fan, Maryland Lottery Assistant Communication Director, and a good friend of the show. Hey, I appreciate you coming on, man. One day we'll get a crab cake together. I invited Roz, not just because her husband is an old school nasty nester listener and caller and all that stuff, and to catch up, but you come out as well. I mean, you know, we'll get you a crab cake and have a beverage and talk about the lottery and give some Betty Boop tickets away. Why not?
There we go. Looking forward to it.
Hey, I appreciate you visiting. Seth Elkin from the Maryland Lottery and Game Crab Cake Tour, along with our friends at Goodwill Industries, putting that thing back out onto the road. I got some really special stuff up my sleeve for May and June. I might be a week or two announcing all of it, but I'm putting it all together. And then, of course, we're going to be doing 31 crab cakes and breweries in 31 days in August, all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, as well as our friends at Goodwill Industries, and soon to be new sponsors. First time I've said this, Window Nation, going to be sponsoring us to talk about windows and getting them replaced for you. They're replacing mine. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and there's no replacing. BaltimorePositive.com.